Yes and amen. Well, welcome to Glory and Peace Church International. We bless all our viewing audience and those who are here. May God richly minister to you and your family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I've been talking about the Holy Spirit, but I'm going to talk about some of the works of the Holy Spirit. How God can take somebody who has nothing. How many of you like to be like Peter? Peter, James, John, and all the disciples, they had nothing. They were a bunch of people who followed Jesus. They were proud when Jesus was around, walking with him, doing things with him. But then, after a while, when it came to proof producing, they could produce nothing. They tried a little bit. But then until they encountered the young man that had the, it's almost like a palsy, but he had a conversion spirit, you know. And they tried to cast out the devils out of the little boy. You know what happened to the boy? It was falling in fire. They're supposed to give him the fire of the Holy Ghost, but the kid was falling in fire. So may God anoint our lives that we can do the works of God. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You got to produce the fruit. Somebody say, I got to produce the fruit. If God can touch a bunch of these people and turn them around and make them firebrand, he can turn our lives around and make us firebrand also. Say amen. You can begin to produce fruit in your home, in your workplaces, in the city, in anywhere you go, among your family members. You can begin to demonstrate the power of God. This word of the Lord is not for decoration or just for memorizing or just for knowing. It is for action. Somebody shout hallelujah. Faith is action. Amen. Say faith without works is dead. Faith must have works. Amen. The word of God must have works following it with infallible proofs. Somebody shout hallelujah. Turn your Bible to Acts 1. We're going to read from verse 1. Oh, I get myself there myself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, from the moment after he was born and when he started doing the works of the Lord, he did not stop. He continued from death to resurrection. Even after resurrection, he kept on doing the works of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, Acts 1, verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. So Jesus did not just teach, he did. Amen? You can't just be speaking the word must have action. Somebody say amen. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, it cannot be animated. It must come alive. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, invade my life. You know, when you begin to talk about the Holy Spirit, you lose a lot of people. Then I wonder why they're in church in the first place. You need the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you're just a religious person. The Word of God is not a religious thing. It's a living person. And you need the Holy Spirit to bring it alive. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit in your personal life. It must affect everything you do. Not just when you are praying for the sick or ministering to people. It must affect your daily life. It must affect your health. It must affect your finance. It must affect your influence. It must affect everywhere you go. There's something different about your life. Because the Holy Spirit is doing something about you. Somebody shout hallelujah. It begins to attract and remove things that doesn't need to. It burns away things that doesn't belong, and it begins to attract things that belong. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you can find yourself in the middle of a crowd, and if the Holy Spirit wants to highlight you, he'll pick you out from that crowd. Somebody shout hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. Go sit in the back of the room. The Holy Ghost, if he has something in you, he'll highlight you and bring you out from that place. Somebody shout hallelujah. I need the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I need the Holy Spirit. Be my guide. Be my teacher. Be my friend. Hallelujah. Lead me in the ways of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Acts 1, verse 2. Until the day, say, what Jesus began both to do and teach. So he demonstrated the power of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes in church or when we're ministering, you begin to see, we begin to demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, God is doing this thing. Or God wants to set you free. Or God wants to, God is saying something about your life. That's the Holy Spirit. It's not human being doing that. That is the Holy Spirit. Amen? Sometimes you start speaking without touching people. They begin to feel the fire of God. They feel a warm sensation in their life because the Holy Spirit is present. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sometimes you can be in the room without even touching anybody or even talking about praying or healing anyone. Healing begins to take place in people's lives. Say, I was in church today. I had this heaviness in my body, in my head, and it just cleared up. But nobody prayed for the sick. The power of God was present to heal because the Holy Ghost showed up. Somebody shout hallelujah. We must be carriers of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs a host, and he's called the Lord of hosts. He must host you, the Holy Ghost. He hosts, you need a host, and I must be available for him to host me. Somebody say, I must be available for him to host me. You want to host the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. He is the Lord of hosts. Verse 2. It's until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. What commandment did he give them? He gave them commandments to do the works. It tells you what to do in, let's look at some of the commandments, some of the things he asked us to do. So you might not be one of those disciples, but you're a child of God. So everyone is called as a witness of Jesus. Say amen. Once you're saved, you are to be a witness, and part of your calling is to do the works of the ministry. Let's look at some of the works. I'll come. Let's look at Luke 10. Okay. We just do Luke 10. You can look at Mark 10. It's the same thing, but let's look at Luke 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. We say, Lord, send us laborers. Send laborers. The harvest is ready. Many souls are ready to give their life to God. Many families are ready to be transformed. Many families, whatever they are looking for, is already available. The Holy Ghost is present to do that. But we must pray for laborers. Laborers is always the key. You can have a mega church and church full of people, but only always a few laborers working. We must pray for laborers. It doesn't just show up, we must pray for it. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm going to pray for laborers to show up in the house of the Lord. Say, I will pray. How many of you will pray? Pray for laborers. That's what we're asked to do. So we don't start saying, nobody's here to do that. No, you pray. God, send us laborers for this harvest. Then he said, go your way. This is what he told them to do. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Well, this is what he told them. Don't be so worried about what you're going to wear, what money, how you're going to do it. Don't worry about finance. Purse is where you put your money. Don't worry about finance. Don't worry about your clothing. But he commanded them to go in twos. You never go out there all by yourself. The order has not changed. There are a lot of lone rangers. Yeah, the lone rangers. They like to go do things by themselves. The scripture never told us to do that. Go in twos. Amen? Now, if you're traveling somewhere, there are always people there to walk with you. Amen? So go in twos. Never go by yourself. Why? Because it's not the work of man. It is the work of God. You keep yourself humble. Hallelujah. And let the Holy Ghost do the work. Always in two. So if you go to people's home to go visit, for instance, don't go visit by yourself. Take somebody else and go together. Don't go there and say, well, I can do this by myself. No, you go in twos. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I remember many years ago, you know, we did a lot of house visiting. These days, we hardly have time for that. But we still do it once in a while, not as frequent as we used to because of time constraint on all the stuff. Somebody shout hallelujah. But we always went together in twos because that's what the word of God says to do. If one is speaking, the other one is praying silently. Amen? You walk together as a team because it's about the work of God. When you do things the way God asks you to do it, there's always a result. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Look at our brother here, Al, a wonderful cameraman. He was not always this way. We also had a visit at his house. One day he shared his own testimony. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And today, look what God has done. Isn't God awesome? God is a good God. He's still working in us. Somebody say, God says he's still working in me. God is working and continuously working in us. Because the Bible said the word of God cleanses us. Not just the blood cleanses, but the word also cleanses us. All right, this is the work Jesus asked them to do. Say, go your way. Say, okay, don't take purse. I say, and salute no man by the way. Oh my goodness, this one. We can't just keep our trap short. When we're going to go minister, we do a lot of talk before you get to where you need to go minister. By the time you get there, there's nothing left. You've talked your way. The Bible says, say nothing to no one. Go straight and do what I ask you to do first. It got really quiet now. Yes. We must change and do things the word of God way. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, when I start ministering, before I minister, usually I don't like somebody coming to approach me about this. If you just wait, somebody's going to mean, I'm going to take my time with you. Say amen. Say, salute no one till you do what you start doing first. Who said that? Jesus. Well, most of the time we enter church, we'll talk and talk everything we want to talk in the foyer first before we go to the service. No wonder you go home empty. What does salute mean? Greet. But you know, greeting, the way they greeted was they had holy kiss. You kiss here, you kiss there, you kiss there. Right? Three kisses. One, two, three. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So by the time you finish that, all of a sudden, oh, I don't have flour in the house. I don't have oil in the house. But you're going to meet a God who's going to supply. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why don't you just wait and enter? Say, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter his courts with what? Praise. Hallelujah. So do it the way the Lord asks us to do it. When you begin, say, all that Jesus began to teach and do, he practiced what he preached. Somebody say, I'm going to practice what the word of God preaches to me. It doesn't mean you shouldn't greet people. There are some people, they're just rude. They see people, they never say hi. And some people, they wait for pastor to greet them first before they greet. Just learn to practice honor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say honor is good. He just learned to honor. By greeting, you have to learn to greet. Greet your elders. Say amen. So I'll do things the way God wants me to do. Okay, let me hurry up here and move to the next place. And it says, verse 5, say, into whatsoever house. What does whatsoever mean? Any house. Doesn't matter whether it's a rich person, poor person, sick person, broke person, healthy person. Any house you enter, this is what you do. And into whatsoever house you enter, first. What does first mean? First thing you do is what? So greet nobody, walk straight to the house. And when you get to the house, what did he say you should say? Say nothing until you get there. And when they open the door to allow you in, It says, say what? Peace be unto this house. Somebody say amen. Peace be unto this house. Why? You cannot give peace if you're not carrying it. If you do it God's way, peace. You are loaded with peace. So when you're going in, peace follows you. Who is peace? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That peace goes. So you go into that house, you declare the word of the Lord. Say, nothing is missing in this house. Nothing is broken in this house. Nobody gets to be sick in this house. Nobody gets to be poor in this house. Nobody gets to fight anyhow in this house. Relationship in this house is great. Somebody shout hallelujah. Children are happy in this home. Husband and wife are working together as a team. They have more than enough blessing. That's what you're saying. So when you go there, you say, peace be unto this house. And peace suddenly begins to work. It's released. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says, and if the Son of Peace be there, hallelujah. Verse 6, and if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Who's the carrier of the peace? Jesus is the Prince of Peace, but I am the carrier of the peace. The sent one is the carrier. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when I say peace be unto this house tonight, everyone who's hearing the sound of my voice right now, if the Son of Peace is within you, if you have him as Lord in your heart, and you have accepted the word of the Lord, peace now stays with you. If not, every peace I declare comes back to me. I take everything back with me. It's automatic. You cannot make it happen. That is the way God has set it up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm a peace carrier. So you do yourself a favor. Then if that's why you must be a friend of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's why the King of Glory must dwell. He said, if the Son of Peace is there. So Jesus must be in that meeting. Say amen. And that home has welcomed him. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you welcome the servant of God, you have welcomed the Prince of Peace. And say, peace will stay in your home. If you have not welcomed the servant of God, the Prince of Peace is not staying in your home. He said it will not remain. It goes back to the carrier. Do we get what we're saying tonight? How many of you continue want to still have bills being paid? You say peace means nothing is missing, nothing is broken. You've been restored back. Restored back like to the Garden of Eden. Somebody shout hallelujah. No snake in your garden. No confusion, no pain, no sorrow, no sickness, no disease. I like that deal. I take it, Lord. I take it, Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You mean you can live as a harmonious family? You don't look forward to a divorce. You're going to have a great marriage. Your marriage is not getting backward. It's getting advanced. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're not having nastiness. Everything is restored. I take that peace. I take the peace of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. As the word of God is coming to you tonight, that peace has come to your house. I say, take it in the name of Jesus. Verse 7. He said, and in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Is this in your scripture? Go not from house to house. We still jump from church to church. Oh, this church is not good enough. That church is not good enough. Stay put and let the Prince of Peace fix you up. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, when you go and minister, specifically speaking to ministers of the gospel. So when you go, don't start jumping. Oh, they didn't treat me well yet, yeah, so I'm not. He said, stay there. It doesn't matter because the peace, if they take care of you, the peace stays with them. They didn't empty you out. You're still carrying it. But if they don't, the portion sent to them is added to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you become greater. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, this year, 2017, I will walk in the peace of God. I will reign in the peace of God. It will reign in my life and in my family. Somebody shout hallelujah. Maybe it will reign in your finance. So instead of getting more in debt, you are out of debt. Somebody shout hallelujah. Instead of not having, have will not come to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Miracle money begin to show up in your house. Somebody shout hallelujah. People who never thought about blessing you before begin to bless you. That is what peace does. He says, stay in that house, you will have food to eat. Your finance will be taken care of. I receive the peace. Verse 8, and into whatsoever city. He said the laborer is worthy of his hire. So if you are working for God and you're taking care of the things of God, you never have to worry about your finance. God is your provider. Say amen. God will touch different hearts to begin to bring it to you. Good measure, pressed and shaking together, running it over. Not mediocre, not skimpy and I don't even have words for it. Not mediocre upon mediocre. You get abundance. It begins to come to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you need a contract, the contract comes to you. Not contract that you just work for nothing. Contract with benefits. With profits. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because you have more than enough. People think they got you already. They got you by not giving. But God is making you shining better and better. And you have more. Somebody shout hallelujah. You become a mystery. They begin to say, how? Because you are on the living God side. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I know what I'm talking about. Because God has been good to me and my household. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God reigns. He's a living God. You can prove his word and you can see it work in your life. I prove him. Any of his word, I prove him. And he has proven himself real. Glory to God. Even right now, blessing is coming my way. Say amen. He said the Prince of Peace, the Son of Peace, will be in that house. The Son of Peace is invited to stay in my house and never to leave. Hallelujah. What did Jacob do when he met the angel? He got his brother's blessing. His mother did some kind of maneuvering. The blessing that was supposed to go to Esau came on Jacob. The father blessed Jacob instead of Esau. Did the blessing work for him? Any stolen blessing never works. It never worked for him. He went to the place of slavery. He went to Laban, his father-in-law. First, he wants to marry a girl. He got the wrong girl. Right? He stayed and toiled and toiled. The blessing never worked until he had to cry to God and have an encounter with God. It's God that's going to bless you. What is yours will be yours. Say amen. You don't have to manipulate and begin to do some funny stuff to get what is not yours. If you do that, you put a curse on yourself. But I'm on the Lord's side. The blessing of the Lord will always work in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, he got the blessing. Isaac prayed and put a blessing on Jacob. And when Esau came and wanted his own blessing, the father said, there's nothing more. I've given it. But Esau was not patient enough. He's the one that went to hunt for the meat in the first place. But he was too hungry to wait. Sold out his birthright. May you never sell out God's giving right. If God says peace belongs to you, never sell it out. Never sell it out for an extra job, an extra income. Never sell it out for an extra influence. Go for Jesus. Say amen. When you have the King of Glory, he has all the riches. He said he will bless us according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. I hold on to my Jesus. When you're having, you have everything. What is it that you want? Everything. It's guaranteed houses in this world. In this life. It's guaranteed you families. Even if your own family members don't treat you right, say, I'll give you family. I'll give you father and mother. Even if your parents are dead, he'll give you parents that will love on you. He give you siblings. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, in this world, in this life, and they want to come. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's so good to know Jesus. It's so good to serve him. Hallelujah. Some people are ashamed of their family, but you got the family of God. You must never be ashamed of your family because they are the children of the Most High God. God is walking in them at the fullness of time. They shall be saved, cleansed, washed by the blood of Jesus, and they too will shine. But be part of the solution by praying for them. Say amen. Amen. Say, I'm going to pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers to them wherever they are, that they will hear the gospel. It's the gospel that transforms and changes our life. So Jacob took the blessing. He went. He walked. And walked for his father-in-law. Every time the father-in-law would trick him. A trickster now became tricked. Say, I will never sow to any of that. But somebody say, thank God for the good news. God found him. God found him because his destiny, he ought to be the blessed one. Say, my destiny will be made manifest. Whether I made mistake now or not, I repent. Let God find me and restore me. Hallelujah. Did he restore Jacob? Did he put a blessing? He held on to the angel of the Lord, said, you're not going anywhere. You're going to stay here. You go nowhere until you bless me. He did. You're going to go for Jesus, and you're never going to let go. Say amen. He said, Jesus, you go nowhere until you bless me. Say amen. The angel of the Lord will bring the solution from the Most High God. Every solution you need, the answer is available. It shall be brought forth. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, where did I stop? 8. And into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as set before you. Any food they make for you, eat it. Bless it and eat it. Don't complain. Just give thanks. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, sometimes you travel to some places, the host, especially doing mission work, you go to some of these countries, some places. Now, you know, you can afford not to stay in a good hotel. But when we started, sometimes we couldn't afford to stay in hotel. We stayed with people. Some of those places you go there, the sheets that they didn't wash it. The same sheets they've been sleeping in, that's what they put there. So we learned to travel with extra sheets. You can't go there and say, hey, come here, wash these sheets before I sleep. They don't have a dryer. So what do you do? It's raining outside all day, so it's not going to dry. So you pray. I'm not a partaker of this. You go to sleep. Say, do not complain. That's what the word of the Lord says. But you can tell God, say, God, you can spoil me. I've passed through this. I don't want this again. But not to the host. Somebody shout hallelujah. They cook food. The chicken has some hair in it, some fur in it. What do you do? You say, oh, I'm so grossed out, I can't eat. Pluck the feather off. You have prayed and eat. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. These are realities because the Lord knows you will see it. You don't look at what you see today. You look at, you pay a price. You continue to move ahead. Somebody shout hallelujah. You go to the bathroom. This, I'm talking about what has happened to us. Praise the Lord. I don't even like talking about these things, but sometimes somebody there has to know and know that get over yourself and get with the program. Say amen. You've been to places, you know, I won't call the country, so don't want to embarrass anyone, but the point is not to put down anything, it's to say this word you're hearing is a reality. You go to some of those places, you need to use the bathroom. You don't have a bathroom like you have at your house. So what do you do? There's water and there's all kinds of stuff on the ground. You say, oh, Jesus, I got to hold it 5 days until I leave. You got to go. So what do you do? Roll up your pants to your knee. You don't even have rain boots. You didn't prepare yourself for that. You got your nice shoes. You go in. Do your business and praise the Lord. Did God heal in that situation? Yes. We saw blind heal. We saw deaf hear. We saw the lame walk. Somebody shout hallelujah. The victories that came out of it is better. And actually, from those type of places, we've actually gotten gift. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You just got to do it. And when you see what God is doing, am I dead? No, I'm alive. Did I get sick from that? No. Because the Prince of Peace went. Somebody shout hallelujah. These are realities. So, just some people, they go, you. What is you? When you're sent, you just got to go. Did Jesus pray for the leper? Can't get worse than that. 10 of them is enough to infect him. But was he infected? He affected them with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. You ought to be the one that invade, not those things invading you. Say hallelujah. Some people will never go on mission trip. They say, if that's how it is. It's not always that way. There are 5-star hotels in the mission field too. Somebody shout hallelujah. But when you cannot afford 5-star at the beginning, until God gets you there, you need to do what you have to do. Do the work. He said, when I tell you to go, you go. He said, don't worry about what? Your purse, the money, your clothing, your food. Hallelujah. We've been to the Philippines many times. I know how to eat pansy. It tastes good. Praise the Lord. They also have kingfish there. It tastes very good. Praise the Lord. We've been to many countries. We eat their food. I unpack special grocery from here and say, I'm taking it. Let me put some noodles in my luggage. No. You go there, eat what is there. Somebody shout hallelujah. The only thing I'm not brave to eat is reptiles. I just ask them, is there reptile in this food? I just eat vegetables and rice. Praise the Lord. It's kosher anytime. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I've done that too. Praise the Lord. There's plenty of food. We will live by the word of God. If God said this is what you do, live by that. Amen? Let me do a little bit more and then I got to wrap this up. I don't know where the time goes. It just starts and then it's like zoom. But I'm so glad I'm here tonight. I'm also preaching myself happy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you got to rehearse these things all over again. Because when you abundance start coming into your life, sometimes you forget. You got to go back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have so much shoes and there are people today who have not one. They have hole in it. We got to remember where God delivered us from. Say amen. Say, Lord, I'm thankful for your deliverance. Verse 8. And whatsoever city, I read that already. Okay, eat whatever I said before you. Verse 9, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. What did he say you should do? Yeah, and say, and heal. What is and? And is following what after you've done this, right? First, go and don't worry about money. That's how you see apostle goes. Whether the finance is there or not, he goes. Does he go and he come back? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's in Tanzania already and he'll say the healing power of God just showed up so heavily. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, God shows up. You eat what they give you. It says, and heal the sick that are therein and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. What is going to remove the sickness? The kingdom of God. The word of God is a sickness remover. Amen. Say amen. Say the kingdom of God. So the other kingdom that was there must now live. The Bible said the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our God. Amen. Say amen. So when God, when the carrier of peace shows up, the Prince of Peace is there, healing comes with it. Say amen. There must be healing in the house. People don't get sick anyhow in your house. They get healed. Say amen. Say we are healed people. We are the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. The kingdom of God has come. So if there are sickly people, the kingdom of God has come. Sickness is not my portion, and it's neither your portion. In the name of Jesus, the kingdom of God has come to invade your home and is setting you free right now from any genetic disorder, from any DNA disorder, from any kind of disorder by Satan. The kingdom of God has come to heal you and restore and make you whole. Hallelujah. Say unto them. You must say it. And you must say the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. So the person must take it. Amen. Verse 10. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same city, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleansed unto us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Wherever we go, it's not for you to shove the gospel into people's throat. You tell them about Jesus. Tell them the kingdom of God is come nigh you. If it's nigh you, mean it's near you, take it. He didn't force it. It's when you take it that it's in you. Amen? Kingdom of God is at hand. It's near you. Kingdom of God is in you. So your choice is to make sure you get him in you. But somebody's got to say it to them. Say amen. The kingdom is transferred by the Spirit through your mouth to those people. Say amen. So you can transfer it to your own house too. Whatever is not working, it will work. Turn it around by doing things God's way. Let us rise and pray. Our time is up. I didn't scratch anything, but glory to God. If you can apply what you heard tonight by allowing the King of Glory, the King of Peace, to enter your home and invade you, heaven invades you. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Those are good things. Joy gives you strength. So you're strengthened. Where you are weak, if your finance is weak, it can become strong. If your family is weak, they can become strong. If your body is weak, you can become strong. Somebody shout hallelujah. If there's no peace in your home, there's always problem, it can turn around right now. Say, I'm problem free. Your home become a problem free zone. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't have to be wearing a mask and be pretending to be what you are not. You become a real person. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because God has invaded you. The Prince of Peace is walking in you. And you like what you see. When you see him finish his masterwork, you say, glory to God. I'm so glad you're with me. Amen. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We eat your word, we receive it. And there's action that follows. Let it follow now in every home. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, let the King of Glory, the King of Peace, visit their home. That they are declared healed. The kingdom of God has come. Take it now in your home, in your finance, in your health, in your life, in your marriage, with your family, your children, your business, your work. Every part is invaded by the kingdom of God in your street and in your city. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen. Somebody say, I receive it. They say, you have to take it. It's nigh you, so take it. I take it. I take it. And it's working in me. Somebody say, I have it. You don't just want to take it and lose it. I have it. And I'm keeping it. Amen. It's working all the time. Father, we bless your holy name. We bless Apostle Papa Cerulo and all the team as they are in Africa ministering one country to the other, that you minister grace and strengthen them. Bring all the teams together, those that are still traveling, grant them journey mercies. And Lord, do what no man can do. You've started walking, the glory is moving. We just bless your holy name. We thank you for the glory in this house. This house of glory, we say the kingdom of God has invaded this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, let's quickly give our offering. God bless you, those watching on internet and TV. You are blessed and highly favored. Make sure you continue to support sending your testimonies of what God is doing, and also send your gift of faith to continue to do the works of the ministry. God bless you and your household. Amen.